Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to the 12th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, all of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, kids.
Hi.
Thank you?
You're younger than I am.
Yeah, that is true.
Ray's not, but...
I'm not.
This is the week of Veterans Day, as you would say.
Hooray!
Here in Pennsylvania. 11-11 through 11-18, and we have returned from our sojourn to California.
Yay, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you
had a nice time.
It was, right up until I had to come back to the godforsaken Pennsylvania weather.
Mm.
We left mid-70s, t-shirt and shorts weather in California, and then it was 40 and raining all freaking day on Tuesday, and it was not fun.
Yeah, and as luck decided that while we were at Blizzard and BlizzCon, that I was going to win every drawing, win as many things as possible.
Really?
And
Ray won some big prizes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you messing with me?
No. Tell him what you won, Ray.
So I hit. We had between Karen and myself, we had 6 raffle tickets. They handed you one each, but then there were several people in the Blizzard bar, in the Diablo bar, who just threw their raffle tickets down on the table. So we grabbed those too.
The bar being named the Slaughtered Calf Inn from Diablo.
Okay.
So we got we had 6 tickets, and 4 of them managed to win us prizes.
Wow.
So yeah, there was a Diablo USB stick, a Tyrael statue, a plushie of some sort. Oh, right, the Treasure Goblin plushie.
Yep, Treasure Goblin.
And then the grand prize was I won an autographed, fully autographed by all the developers, copy of the collector's edition of Diablo 3.
Well, and a collector's edition of the Diablo 3 expansion.
Right, Reaper of Souls. Huge boxes that were incredibly difficult to pack in our luggage, but very.
That's exciting.
I've never won a raffle like that before.
Slipped by, hey guys, how was this? Off mic, yeah, it was okay, we went. Oh, by the way, I accidentally won BlizzCon.
Turns out my one raffle ticket I had did not win anything. I didn't win.
You needed to hang out at the bar more and collect everybody
else's
raffle
tickets.
Apparently
I did, but I was too busy watching Hearthstone events.
But then the next day we went to a casino and I managed to prove that my luck was short-lived.
Oh.
It was a decent casino, though. All right, this week's events in our Deadpool dailies. Today was a Purple Scarlet Witch. Tomorrow, Blue Vision. Friday, Black Panther. I guess it's a Black Panther. Maybe I didn't write that down.
Yellow Black Panther. Oh, no, it should be, I'm sorry, it should be blue.
I don't know, the map, or the thing I was using online ran out of colors at this point. So I don't know what they are. So it's 10 Magneto, Sunday is Storm, Monday's Luke Cage, Tuesday's Rocket and Groot, and Wednesday is Spider-Man. So, yes, I've lost track of colors there. The 4-star events. Kingpin was on the 9th. I had no Kingpin, so I got to do nothing. Anybody else?
No Kingpin whatsoever.
I do have a Kingpin, and I got destroyed. Like, just absolutely destroyed. I even got one of my powers. I got his Magia Pawns to activate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got wrecked. Because I only have one cover, so
right.
It did me no good.
And for whatever reason, he was doing battle with Luke Cage, mano a mano.
Right. That was a huge disappointment. A huge disappointment. Of all the Kingpin villains, or, you know, nemesises, rivals. Okay. Like, how do you select Luke Cage? I mean, other than you wanted to have the yellow and black powers of Luke Cage so he would steal, you know, AP from the Kingpin making matches? I don't know. They both live in Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah,
that's about all they got is... They come from the same area, but yeah, I think they had to just been going for the power matchups.
I would agree.
The next one coming up on the ever so popular movie Saturday the 14th is Carnage versus, I don't know, Bagman. I don't know, something ridiculous. I would love to see if they make like a level like 300 Bagman to fight Carnage. That would be amazing. You would still win with any Carnage powers at all. Bagman is useless. But that's what's coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be another non-starter for me. No Carnage. I'm not even sure I want Carnage.
let me check real quick, because I know I have some cards. I think I might be able to win this one. Let me look at my carnage situation here. You know, some days I really wish that when you look at your roster, it would stay in alphabetic order, didn't go by level. I have 3 covers of carnage. They're all red.
That's a shockingly large number of carnage covers.
So I can beat out some symbiote size like there's nobody's business. However, I really wished I had that alien instincts, because that's the one that puts tiles all over the board.
Sure.
So we'll see.
Yeah, so the question is, who is he going to be up against?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's somebody who relies on blowing up special tiles, and I won't have any. So so I'll win in a weird way. Story events going on. Prodigal Son is still raging on. You needed 34,500 for a green Ragnarok. 86,000 will get you your legendary token. First or second place gets you not one, but 2 Jean Greys. And 3 through 150 are beast tokens. 2 new ones just showed up here a few minutes ago.
Yes.
So we have Growth Industry, which only has 1 reward for 3,000 some
3,630? Something around there?
We get you a purple Ant-Man. So if it's like the last Growth Industry, what was there, 4 matches, 5 matches?
There were 5, yes. Including 2 waves. The third fight and the 5th fight were both waves on the original one.
Right. So I would assume it's going to be very similar. The wave characters may be different, but we'll see how that goes. And then the other one which came out was The Hunt, where 22,500 gets you a green beast, 43,000 gets you a legendary token. First or second place gets you 2 Nick Furies, and 3 to 150 is the ever-popular Lazy Thor.
I'm still not used to that terminology.
I know. I know
people on Reddit and the forums use that all the time, but Lazy Thor always, like, Lazy Thor, what are you, just being, you know, derogatory toward the female Thor? I don't understand.
No, that's
Is it a racist thing?
I don't think so, but it's funny.
That's where my brain goes.
What is he, the American Thor? He's like, yeah, that's the Lazy Thor. He just kind of lays around. As long as he's not that hippie Thor that hangs out with Greenpeace that they try and put in the comics nowadays.
So anybody who doesn't actually know, Lazy Thor is the higher version of 2-star Thor that have the exact same powers. That's where the lazy comes in.
Right.
If they just duplicated a character.
Yeah, it's just the developers didn't do anything but make the levels higher.
Right.
All right, so PvP events. Starfall, which was the Sentry event, finally wrapped up, and we can stop with the Sentry events.
Yeah.
800 got, it was terrible. We were in California. My choice was to play Sentry or to play Sentry, because that was both the storyline and the PvP. I was like, ugh.
You poor, poor man. If only you had been at some sort of awesome convention in some sort of awesome weather with excellent West Coast friends that I never see.
Well, it was, and we got a really good steak at a steakhouse, but holy crapoli, did it lighten the wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Prime chunks of cow there.
It was. It was really good, but... Whew. 800 points cut you a Yellow Sentry, 1,000 for Yellow Falcon, 1,300 for your Legendary Token. I don't have written down what you got for first place. Somehow I misplaced that. Does anybody remember?
First place was a Star-Lord.
Oh, there you go. 2 through 50 was Wolverine plus some command points, and 51 through 100 was just Wolverine. So I think that's the first time where command points have shown up in finishing...
I believe
there.
So, yes. Unfortunately, my will to play the game was low due to the Sentry.
Right.
And I have patch already max, so I would just really be playing for the command points, and top 50 wasn't going to happen.
Right. Well, yeah, and since I didn't want to play Sentry, I spent all of my time when I was playing just focusing on, what do you call it, the Shield Simulator to try and get my 2,000 points there. And my 4,000 points in season, and eventually got it done, but man, it was a haul.
Yeah, did you have to use shields to get that? Because I did.
Because every night when I'd go to bed, I was like, I think 2 different nights I got up to 1,900 points in the Shield Simulator and ran out of characters, went to bed, and woke up the next day at 1,600 points. So the next time I got to over 1,900, I'm like, nope, 8-hour shield, I'll get up and finish it in the morning. And that worked out. Next event is Every Girl Crazy About a Sharp Dressed Man. I didn't even sing it, Ian. You should appreciate that. 800 gets you a green patch. 1,000 is a red Star Lord. 1,300 is a legendary token. First is Thing's Red Power, and 2 through 100 is the Green Gal of Destruction, Gamora, who we will talk about shortly. Command points made their introduction to the world. And if you have bought some things in the past, have some Alliance members who like money, you may have gotten enough, or if you got lucky in your daily rewards, you may have actually gotten enough command points to buy a token. I got to 25 on Monday? That sounds right. We were in the airport. Yeah. And I got a Red Hulk, and I then Ray, I think you then got a Charles Xavier, right?
I got a big melon head.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is, yeah, so I've got two of those, his blue power now. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how I even got to 25. There was, you know, 5 for backing up to Facebook, 5 for supporting the game. There was another 5 somewhere in there.
We got some stuff from the Alliance.
And then, yeah.
A couple here and there from the Alliance. Yeah, and then you got, right. You got probably 5 from once a day for Deadpool Daily.
Yep.
Oh, yes, that'd be another 5.
Yep. Yeah, so that got
so
up to 25.
In any case, I got up to 29. So now I have 4 and a melon head. So awesome.
So those are still going. Like I said, now it seems that the command points might start showing up in PvP events for the top 50 odd people.
Yeah, Sharkfist has it as well.
Right. And they do show up as mission rewards inside events. There's been like one mission in each of these Prodigal Son maps, which will give you one
command point. Yeah.
Right. And the current PvE, the last fight, the top fight, is just versus Spider-Man and a couple goons, and it's called Nothing Left to Defend. It has a single command point as one of the 4 rewards.
Yeah, so make sure you try and bludgeon that mission to death until you get that command point.
Especially since it's Spider-Man for this one. The last one was a lot harder. Spider-Man, you just gotta stop him from healing everyone.
Right, it's true. Other new stuff coming up in here. Do we want to talk about the fictional 4-star?
Yeah.
Oh, the unconfirmed?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just start. Right, I like wild speculation. I think we can add that as an element of the show.
Ray, I think you have the powers in front of you.
Oh, sure. It looks like this is... So what we know for... I don't know. Is this fact? Do we know this for fact? We think this is real. So the next 4-star character is going to have a green, red, and black power. The green requires 7 AP... deals damage to the enemy team and creates attack tiles. And if there are more than 6 or more, I think, is the way to read that, attack tiles on the board, it deals bonus damage. The second power is a red that requires 8 AP, creates a countdown tile that deals damage every 2 turns and makes an attack tile. So it really builds up on those attack tiles.
Right.
If the enemy team has more villains than heroes, the countdown tile deals bonus damage.
Okay.
So that's an interesting new twist. And then the third power is a black requiring 12 AP that deals damage to the target equal to a ratio of damage that they have dealt in this battle. So two new strange powers.
I'm into that.
And there is speculation, and that's just speculation, that this would be fitting for a Ghost Rider character.
Get in this game!
that's fair. I mean, him, you know, because it's coming down harder on villains than it is than heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what other character that would really, you know, apply with.
Right. And what was that last power? The 12 black?
Right. Deals damage to the target equal to a ratio of damage that they have dealt this battle.
Sure. There you go. That's an even better interpretation of, you know, sins they've committed.
I suppose... So the more damage a character does, the more damage they're
going to
take.
The more suffering they have inflicted, the more that gets done back on them by the spirit of vengeance.
I don't know. I can't really say that would be good enough to be called a penance there, but we will see. But supposedly those are the powers of the new 4-star.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a Jessica Jones to ramp up with the TV show.
Sure. Absolutely. That release is coming out any second now.
So, who knows?
And they did it. They signed, you know, it was definitely... Kingpin came out when Daredevil show came out.
Right.
So, and, you know, Ant-Man came out when his movie came out. So, I think that's a fair, very fair speculation. I don't know anything about Jessica Jones. I won't lie. I'm not a fan enough of Jessica Jones to know any of her powers, what her purpose is. The show will be a total surprise for me, and I will like it that way.
It's got a sweet-looking Luke Cage, though, in the previews.
Yeah,
all I really know about it is apparently the nemesis is able to, what was it, somehow read your mind and shape reality based on, I don't know.
Right.
I saw a trailer.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
That's
what
all
his,
I got.
What, I'm trying to remember his title. He's like the Dark Man or something. I don't remember my Jessica Jones lore. Yeah.
But that's exciting. I'm glad another 4-star is on the way. Either way, I will be satisfied. I will, you know, I've been clamoring for Ghost Rider. He was, you know, as a tween, he was the first character that, you know, drew me into comic books and has been my favorite ever since. So.
Sure.
But you like the newer guy not, instead of Johnny Blaze, right?
I do like the newer guy more than Johnny Blaze, which I'm sure is some sort of Ghost Rider sin, but that's just the way it is.
As long as he doesn't look at you, you'll be fine.
Right.
nerd jokes. And it appears that Phoenix is officially released and is now acquirable, so that you got that
yes.
going for you.
I heard that people actually have started getting her, although I haven't verified that with my own eyes.
I don't know. Somehow King Dreadnought's got 12 of them. 12 of her already. I'm not sure how that happened.
Who's that? The Phoenix?
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't.
Is that true, or are you just making that up because you think it's true?
I'm just making that up because I want to. Okay. Because I know Stink Palm will listen to this episode, so maybe he'll get a laugh. Right, was there any? I know we were away, so I don't know if you do you have any comments of any kinds.
Sure. Hey, you mentioned Stink Palm,
I did.
And I wanted to bring this up because he happens to agree with me. So suck it. That Deadpool is a 5.53. He says his red is incredibly efficient, and you can land it early in the game because it only requires 6 AP.
It is a bargain.
And that maximizes your chance of doing the 3,600 points of damage. So, ha!
I stand by.
One other person in my side of the argument.
I stand by Craig and I's diminishing returns theory on the red power.
Yeah, that's a power of diminishing returns, and my red can be used for something else.
So I would also accept 4.54 as an ideal Deadpool shuffle. Because, like you said, you have to have more. Deadpool has to have more hit points than the person. So, you know, there are diminishing returns there as well. So I can see that they both have drawbacks. But whales. Drawback three.
You have to have 5 whales. I mean, it's just...
Yes. My only argument, other argument, for the red power is that level 5 gets you to the 65%. And only having it level 4 is 45%. That 20% extra is quite significant. So,
yeah. I mean, my Deadpool's at 4.45, so...
Like I said, as long as you have whales.
Yeah. I wish I had more.
And by the way, just to an update, I did just check because I know what alliance he is in. King Dreadnought does not have the Phoenix yet. Not even a single cover.
Maybe he's on vacation.
So there you go.
Was that it?
Yeah, there was a question about whether or not Jean Grey, 4-star, and Phoenix, 5-star, can be played on the same team together. I could not find any specifics on this, and obviously don't have her, but I'm thinking not, because they are both named Jean Grey.
Yeah, that would be silly to allow the same. I mean, it's the same person.
Right, it's just a different timeline.
Right.
We had a comment from Leonard. He says, I hate to be, quote-unquote, that guy, but Chicken Crispers were at Chili's.
Right.
And as a fellow hater of Southwestern spicy food... He says that that is the only thing that he got from Chili's as well.
Yeah, see, because they were delicious.
But when you said, I thought you were saying that they were from Chipotle?
No.
No.
No, because I was lamenting the fact that Chili's is now closed.
Okay.
Unless right, I misspoke.
Well, apparently there was confusion there.
Chili's
maybe
is closed?
I misspoke and we all missed it, but I thought I was on board with talking about Chili's. Cause
when did Chili's close? Your Chili's or all of them?
Our Chili's. I don't think they all closed.
Oh,
I thought they did all close.
What?
Well, yeah, they were one of the places that had a, you know, we gave everyone salmonella or something disasters.
No, I don't remember. I told you Chi-Chi's went out of business because they gave everyone hepatitis, and then we were discussing how that Chipotle was giving people salmonella or something, or no, E. coli.
Maybe.
E. coli, yeah.
I don't know, but the one in State College has definitely been gone for quite some time.
Really? What's in there now?
It is going to be another Champs.
What? Champs 2?
Yep.
Like, actually called Champs?
They have not announced a name yet, but the guy who owns Champs bought it.
Ah.
And from what I've heard, it's going to be another Champs.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, Chili's is still a active restaurant company.
Just not around here, so no Chicken Crispers for me.
Other than that, a couple things I got were a couple people commenting, putting up characters that they wanted to see. And the one that I thought was interesting, there's a very, if you're interested, you can go on Reddit and look at our previous podcast announcement. There's a very detailed mole man put up by Bri the Fry Guy. He put some time into this using, but the power is Underminer, Moloid Servant. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And a power staff attack. A lot of detail went into it, so I thought I would mention it as well.
That's fantastic. Good on him for picking Mole Man.
Is it Fantastic Four?
Yeah. He used to menace the Fantastic Four. I don't know what he's up to these days.
Shut up. I'm going with my... Be quiet. I'm just making a joke.
What?
You're the worst.
You're making a bad joke.
I don't get your joke. Explain it to me.
You just said, oh, that's fantastic. And I said, well, was it Fantastic Four? And then you just get... telling me all about how Mole Man lives in Manhattan.
I was excited about Mole Man!
And I know Mole Man lives in Manhattan, and I don't care. He's a stupid villain from a stupid comic.
No, he's... Shame on you. Mole Man is a delight. I got some non-listener comments here moments ago.
Okay.
I just got a text message letting me know that our wives just formed their own alliance.
Okay.
On Marvel Puzzle Quest. If any of the other...
If any wives of any other players.
Right. Like if any wives of any other long box or other players, I'll say, but you know, definitely extended to our long box hero alliance. If you search for the MPQ widows, you will find an alliance that contains our three wives. I'm sure they'd be happy to have more members.
That's funny. See, I've been gone for so long, I don't even know any of the stuff that's going on.
Wait, it literally just happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I didn't know this either.
Okay. Well, oh, and Ian, let's talk about the Sparkle package, which came and now is gone.
Oh, yeah! So, again, I thought I dreamt it because it disappeared so quickly. A week ago, or at least a few days ago, there was a big update to the game, and when I started playing it, when you won a match, it would say victory, and sparkles would swoosh by, and the word victory would flash, and all of, like, everything had better detail. And I thought, you know, that... Maybe it was just, I wasn't sure. I didn't check with anybody. I was just excited. Like when you were in PvP, the little picture of the globe that showed you your score was a much more detailed picture of Earth than it has ever been. Everything was better. And then all at once it just vanished. And I was curious what had becoming.
Yeah, I didn't notice PvP. The globe thing either.
Yeah, everything had more detail. Everything had more life. But apparently this update also caused some sort of minor snafu with attack tiles where their damage is activating at an inappropriate time.
Yeah, that's the one that really bugs me, is that the damage is done to the character, and then later you actually have the animation of the damage going...
Right, and I had noticed that as well, and I had been okay with it because I had been so excited about all the other improved animations, and now... Blammo, they've ripped all the good things away and left me only with this flaw with the tactiles.
Right, so they took away your sparkles but left you with the flawed tactile animation.
Right.
So.
I have a theory about this. I'm wondering if the reason they changed it is because... So when the way the animation worked is when the attack tiles, the damage would all stream up to the top, you would get a separate damage number, right?
Correct.
So you would make your match and you would do your damage... And then your attack tiles would all activate and they would do a separate damage. So I think what they did, probably intentionally, was to include all that attack tile damage in with your other damage so that it would, you know, it would all add up together to be one total damage.
Well, yeah, sure, for this new 4-star power.
Right. And so that character, say you were doing a Hulk, you would more likely go over their damage done to activate their countdown tiles, instead of it being two separate damage totals, which could be low enough that it wouldn't activate their special power. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I don't like the animation either. That's just my theory, that they might have changed it so that your attack tile damage could actually activate those. Who was the other two Hulks? And I thought there was somebody else, but who activated if you did so much damage to them? Or like Deadpool.
Oh, right. Yeah, if you do, there are a couple people. Like, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but now that you've said it a lot, I'm like, of course there are. That makes sense.
Deadpool, the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, both Deadpool's the thing. I don't know. I guess we'll see, but...
That's my theory, but yeah, I would really like to have it kind of back the other way. Maybe just put that animation first, and include the damage anyway? I don't know. I liked seeing that damage so that I knew how much it was doing, whether to me or to the other team.
Right. All right, Ray, I got a task for you. On the side of it. I think we need more sound effects in this here podcast.
Okay.
So when we get the feature character of the week, I want like a big echo effect that goes, feature character of the week, week, week. No?
Yeah, sure, we'll see what I can do with that.
All right. So feature character of the week. Feature character of the week, 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 week. Is the Green Lady of the Universe. Well, I suppose one of them. I guess there's lots of them.
Surely there's more than one.
Well, there's two that I can think of. So, we have Gamora. I like Gamora. She's one of my favorites, but I only ever really use two of her powers. Do you guys use Gamora at all?
I pepper her in when she is one of the elevated characters. She's definitely, from the run of Guardians that they released, she's definitely the one I use the most.
Really?
I don't have any Rocket and Groot covers.
Oh, well, okay. Once you get Rocket and Groot covers,
like
you won't change your story.
I have, like, two Rocket and Groot covers. Gamora has that, the Razor's Edge attack, which is five, to deal, like, 1,000 points of damage.
Yep.
And that's assuming that I haven't put out any of her black strike tiles.
Yeah, you can keep unleashing the sword over and over and over
again. Yeah.
Real fast. Let me pull her up here.
So I got her up to 535, so her green and black were the best, strongest. Just, you know, that's the covers that I got.
Oh, see, yeah, I run her at 553.
Yeah, that's where I'm working. So I currently have her at 544. If I could get another Razor's Edge, I would be happy. But yeah, I have her leveled up. At first, I think her bad reputation was the first thing I got maxed.
Right.
So I got really used to just cranking out those strike tiles, which are really powerful. But the Razor's Edge, you just can't overlook that. Right. It's just so quick to charge.
Yeah. All right, let's go over the things in order. So her first power is the green Skullcracker.
Okay.
It costs a lot of green. It's 12 green. But it takes two enemies and smashes their heads together and stunning both of them for two turns, which is the whole key to that power. I mean, especially when you have eliminated one enemy and you're down to two and you can stun them both for two turns and you know, manipulate the board some, that's really effective. And it does, some damage.
Max level, it's 1,000 points to the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, it's solid stuff. The red power Razor's Edge, as we mentioned, costs a paltry 5 red, which at maxed up is doing 1,719 damage for 5 red. I mean, it's a bargain. Yeah, you can't slice enough with that sword.
Right.
The black power, which is, you know, I sang about last week, is Bad Reputation. That takes a basic yellow tile and converts it into a strength 80 strength tile. Oh, well, that's where I have her at. What is it at max?
At max, it's 148.
Yeah.
I have her at level 4, which is 103. And, yeah, it's all based on how many tiles have her symbol on them.
Right. And so that's why I don't use that power much, because usually I have other characters whose symbols are on the board, not so much hers.
Yeah, and if you wait for that 12 black AP and then activate it and only get one strike tile,
right,
it's super sad.
Yeah, so rarely do I run that one, but the red and the green, I'm big fans.
Well, that and I also seem to have a whole lot of higher level characters that have black powers,
right.
So having hers just not as useful. So I'm hoping to get another Razor's Edge here, get her maxed out the way I want her. But she is, yeah, an incredible character. 9,600 hit points at max level, just all around useful.
Ian,
where do you have her, Ian?
I have her. Lucy, if I am out. No, my game's not open.
Oh.
Let's say, again,
let's
take
a guess.
Right, I was going to say, I have her somewhere not very high, but she's ready to go once I have the ISO. Again, I'm still clinging to this fantasy of keeping my slice low by not boosting anybody until I can boost them all away. But I think I have her at, honestly, I think it's 444.
Okay.
And I think I have her probably around, like, level 102.
All right.
So if I can get another cover, you know, I would probably like her ideally at, I don't know, again, like we just discussed, all three powers have a ton of merit.
Yeah, they do. They all do incredible amounts of damage. Well, I mean, the strike tiles obviously don't do damage directly, but once, I mean, if she is one of your higher level characters and you use Bad Reputation, put out like 6 strike tiles, all of a sudden you're doing thousands of points of damage from just making a normal match.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right, and if you can keep her swinging that sword after that, that'll add up.
Yeah, they did not skimp on the Guardians release, as far as characters and powers and abilities go.
There's still no Drax.
No, there's no need for Drax.
Speaking of Drax, he showed up last night. I went to the movie theater and saw the new Bond movie, and Drax appeared, and I was...
Oh, really?
Not prepared. Yeah, that movie is... one of the villains is Dave Bautista, so...
Oh, good. Wow, he's really surprisingly successful as an actor. Good for him. Good on him.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. He came on the screen. I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, so you went to go see a movie. What's that like? I used to go see those.
It's pretty nice.
How was it, by the way?
I thought it was real good.
Good.
Good Bond movie, and then went out afterwards with some peeps and had some cocktails at the new distillery in town. Rewards of the week. What did anybody get that was super exciting?
Iceman?
Ooh.
Blue Iceman.
I'm looking again. I'm my memory is completely gone. So I managed to get, I mentioned the giant melon head.
Right. You got a lot. You have been really cashing in
the command points?
Nope. That the guy. You're cashing in on Professor X.
Yes.
That's kind of how you do it, though. You wait until about 2 or 3 days after the event where you could have used him.
Right.
And then you just start pulling in the covers.
Exactly. But my really excited, what I was really happy to get, Deadpool was good to me again. Not exceptional, but he gave me on a Deadpool Daily Sunday? Over the weekend sometime, in any case. I got a 3-star Cyclops Black Power, which is getting him closer and closer to being extremely powerful. I only have him at 513 right now.
This is... Who's this?
The 3-star Cyclops.
Oh, yeah. No, he's great.
Yeah, he does so a lot, that gives me a lot another, of damage.
What's his Black Power called? Full Blast. That gives me another Full Blast level.
Which does ludicrous amounts of damage.
Yeah, it's like doubling every time. It did 700 points of damage previously, and now at level 3 it does 1,400. And once I get another, it goes up to 2,900. It's just, it's just growing exponentially. He's going to be, as we all know from fighting him, you know, in various places.
No, full Blast is way more than that. It's like 7,000 points of damage.
I only have him at 513, so that means I only have him at level...
Right, I think you're saying at max level.
At level 117.
Oh, yeah, max level, it's 4974 and an additional 2108 if there's more than red tiles, more than 9 red on the board.
So, yeah, he's just a damage machine. So. Yes.
And the red one is doing 3,000 a shot, something like that. Let me look at my guy here. 3714 for the red power.
Right, mine's up to 3200 already.
So he does a monstrous amount of damage for a guy who channels sunbeams out of his eyes.
It took me forever to get him, let alone trying to get him up to speed. So that was my exciting cover of the week.
I got my Red Hulk out of my command points. That was
Wow! I'm really into him. He's not that good, but I'm so excited about him for some reason.
Oh man, if you can get Hammer and Anvil all loaded up,
right?
That is the stuff. So that's the rewards. What we got? Podcast Network. Ian, tell me about the Podcast Network.
Holy smokes, we're on a Podcast Network. I hope it's not the soon to be named Podcast Network.
It could be.
Oh, it is. So we are part of the soon to be named Podcast Network, which features, in addition to this fine show, several others. Like the Long Box Heroes, which is hosted by our good friends Leonard F. Chikarasen and Todd, who spend their days talking about all things comic books.
And my head, by the way, Todd always works at Cinnabon.
I know he does, but he does not.
Do we know that for a fact?
I will confirm that for you by next show.
Okay.
Well, let me credit everybody else, and then I'll get on to what I'm getting on to. We have The Podvocacy, hosted by Jason and David, which is a pop culture-themed podcast where they talk about, you know, many, many, many things that interest them and that interest some of our other podcasts. We have, you guessed it, The Prodigal Sons, which, brace yourself for this upcoming episode, because it is, my goodness.
it's out of control more than the normal?
No, there's... In a totally rude to our listeners kind of way, and it was by far one of my favorite shows that we've done so far, Jason of Podvocacy recommended a game called something about like the Leonard Maltin game, which involves reading a Leonard Maltin review with, you know, very few vague clues in it, telling you the year the movie came out and giving you like a vague hint about the clues, and then you bid against the other players, you know, name that tune style, guessing the movie.
Oh, you should be good at this.
It was a lot of fun. So we start playing it, and then we just decided that that was the show. So we hit record. There's no intro. There's no welcome to the Prodigal Sons. There's like two questions in. We just start hitting record and continue playing the game throughout the show. So it's
that's gotta be Brian's most favorite episode ever.
Oh my God, he won, and it was a great time. It was the game was a lot of fun, and cool. We wrapped it up with a quick the movie game, and that was also fun.
Right.
But anyway, that was a little longer than I wanted. So Prodigal Sons, Jared, Brian, Adam, myself, check it out if you're feeling brave. And lastly, and certainly
and
not a lot
easily
leastly,
offended.
But yeah, if you're not easily offended.
Yeah, that show was not for the
right.
Kids.
That is our token R-rated show on the network. And certainly do not forget about the legendary Fresher and Parlance show. It is a live YouTube show, weekly YouTube show based on the news and events of the week, hosted by none other than Fresher and Parlance. And also, keep a lookout. I am getting together with some members of the Prodigal Sons, and I believe both members of the Long Box Heroes, this weekend for a Jackie the Joke Man Martling show.
Right.
So, contrary to popular belief, he is still alive and is still touring.
What?
And I would not be surprised if that leads into some collaboration later that evening after the show.
This is the first I'm hearing about this.
He's playing in a remote border town here in Pennsylvania called Milford, Pennsylvania. And Jared and myself and Leonard and Todd and Adam are all going to go see him perform.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to come?
It seems unlikely.
Okay. If you change your mind, let me know. There'll probably still be tickets available. And
okay.
How is it possible that Jackie the Joke Man hasn't sold out already?
I don't know.
Popular in 15 years?
Yeah, and it's a really small venue, so he may have sold out already. There's only 300 seats at the Milford Theater.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe he'll pull a Joel McHale and just cancel last minute on you.
I hope not. That'll give us more time to collaborate on more network excitement, but we'll see. I can't guarantee anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if something broke out when that many creative minds were all crammed together in a 300-seat movie theater filled with booze and Milfords. So anyway, that's our network. Check it out.
So check it out.
Check it out.
All right, I think that's all for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us once again. Check us out at all the normal venues, puzzlewarriors3.com. We're on the iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Podomatic, we're on Twitter, at puzzlewarriors3. I think I'm missing one. Reddit. Check us out. We always post the show on Reddit. Love to hear comments from our Redditors out there. So go to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit to find the show there as well and leave any comments on the show that way. So I think that's all for tonight. So goodbye for now. And remember that psychic daggers cut just as deeply as those made of steel. Good night, everyone.
Groan.
Good night.
You always hate my son.